This is KEXP Seattle Radio, 90.3 FM, and KEXP.org online. I'm DJ Miss Ashley, and I'm incredibly honored to introduce, all the way from Kyiv, Ukraine, Daka Braka.
Thank you. душою пропала. Я все питав, чи мені Любка, що ти не казала. Подивися, файно, Любка, подиви. Як ті гори веселенькі, куди ми ходили? Ой, куди ми походили, вже би не ходити. Ой, кого ми полюбили, вже би не любити.
Oh,
I give you, I give you something. What you want, what you want. Nobody, nobody knows, nobody
Baraka live on KEXP. Unbelievable.
Thank you so much.
Hello and welcome back to KEXP. It's been 5 years since you last graced our studio.
Thank you for the invitation.
I want to begin by acknowledging your resilience and strength and determination during this really intense time. We're so happy that you are here. How are you all feeling today? How was the show last night?
Це було чудово. Два концерти в Сіетлі,
Ми дуже щасливі, що нас тут знають, пам'ятають, люблять, і ми отримуємо задоволення від концертів.
It was really wonderful to concert in Seattle. We were really great, and we are really happy that people love us, people waiting for us and accept us very well. So we really got pleasure from these concerts.
Dacha Bracha is rooted in theater and performing arts. What role does your background in theater and performance play right now? And what is the story you're trying to tell with this tour?
Так, у нас ми народилися в театрі і
So we were born in theater and we made our music in theater mostly, and the influence of our director Vlad Troicki is really deep and big, and we can feel it by now. And now first time in our US tour we use visuals, video art behind us during the shows, and it also helps to emphasize the events that happens in our country, because now war in our country, Russia attacked our country and try to destroy it totally. That's why it's important for us to tell more about this and to tell our story, and with help of visual, with illustration of famous Ukrainian artists, with famous Ukrainian photographers, we try to tell more about war in our country and to show US people what happens in Ukraine now, because we really need support and solidarity from people throughout the world, and we really can share this and tell people more.
Yeah, I've been hearing that there hasn't been a dry eye in the theater on your tour so far.
Ну, ми відчуваємо цю підтримку, відчуваємо,
справді. We really can feel this support and this solidarity with people, and this all this last concert in US, it became something more than concerts. It became something special, like some rituals, and we really thank for this unity to people, because it's really important for us. We can feel the people, and it give us, you know, some inspiration to walk more and tell more.
I'm so happy to hear that. Tell me a little bit about how your sound represents Ukraine's culture. What should people know about your culture?
Ну, українська культура дуже велика.
Of course, Ukrainian culture is really huge and deep, and one band can't show everything we have in our culture. We are like representative of small parts of experiments with folklore music, with ethnic sound. And modern Ukrainian artists developed very rapidly and very active, especially the last 8 years. We have a lot of great musicians, artists, actors, film directors, and we really believe that very soon the world will hear about them.
Right. Your music not only paints a picture for the world to see, but it also aims to reach the youth of Ukraine, I understand. What is the message that you're trying to introduce to the youth in Ukraine?
Ну, в першу чергу ми робимо музику. Ми так думаємо,
що first of all, we are musicians. We just want to play music, but of course, we want to tell something people, and first of all, we want to tell people that it's necessary to be confident in your power, just to confident in yourself. So for centuries, we were the part of big empire, so we were a colonial country. That's why all the Ukrainian representatives, they believe like not to be as progressive, as good, as modern, as talented, like people from Metropolia. That's why, and all the best samples of our art, of our science, of, you know, like, really like big people, they were sent to Moscow. That's why like all the world knew Ukrainian people, like Russian people. And now it's very important to change the situation. And our band, our music, gives people vision and inspiration that it's possible to be interested for the world, that it's possible to be popular and famous doing your things in Ukrainian language and using Ukrainian roots and Ukrainian folklore, and it gives inspiration to a lot of people in Ukraine, especially young people, what they need to do, what they like, and it can be interesting everywhere.
As a mom, I think about the displacement of women and children a lot right now. What do you want people to understand about the process of refugees right now?
Ну, це безумовно, це жахіття, це страшні речі, які.
So it's really big tragedy and a big trauma for millions of Ukrainian and maybe for several generations. And by now it's really impossible even to understand it, even to understand the deep of this problem. We are really impressed how people around the world in different countries accept our women and children and how they help them, how they're ready to give everything, try to support them everywhere. And for us it's very important, and we really thank for this, because it's something so valuable in our world that you can really see the people around the world who can help you. It's people like, especially countries in Europe like Poland, Lithuania, Czech Republic, France, Germany. It's something amazing, and we'll never forget this. But of course, most of Ukrainians really want to back home, to rebuild their houses and to back their usual life in Ukraine and just to rebuild our country. So we hope it will happen soon. We are sure it happens soon.
Yes. I hope so, too. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate having you and your performance. It was beautiful. Thank you, Nina, Irina, Olena, and Marco, Irina, for your time and the amazing work that you're all doing. Be safe, and good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation. Yeah. Always pleasure to be here. Yeah. So we're ready to repeat again and again.
Yeah. We're ready to receive you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want to thank the crew, Kevin, Jim, Carlos, Alia, Eddie, Travis, Mina, and Stacy, as well as Cheryl, Aaron, and Derek for making this possible. Thank you, the listener, for supporting KEXP Seattle.